So here's how it's going. You can look at all the data points, how the devil's going to set up a 666 system. You can actually see it. So each nation, they're doing experiments, you know. You have to ask yourself, why are there different systems in every nation, right? And so you got North Korea, you got China, you got the social credit score, you got the social media, you got the blockchain technology, you got the AI robots, you got Amazon, you got UPS, you got all these major developments. But what's the common denominator? The common denominator is to get your products to you faster, to log it, to have it documented, have all exchanges on blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever technology they want to use. They want to have this system set up in every country, social media, social credit scores and all that. So what they're going to eventually do, right now it's being resisted. The reason they're doing it in little increments in different countries and experimenting with different incremental things is because God stops them. Because who restrains the Antichrist? The church. Until he that restraineth be it taken out of the way, that wicked one cannot appear. So they know they're setting it up in all these different countries, experimenting in little piecemeal. And as soon as the church is raptured, they're going to have everybody on a social credit score. They're going to have all the robots doing the work. And everybody's just in like a heaven on earth thing where they don't have to work. They don't have, as long as they act right and as long as they don't talk about Jesus, they'll have a job. See, when you start talking about Jesus and how to be saved during the tribulation, they'll cut your head off, you know. Those who are left behind, they'll cut their head off. So you can look at the electricity, the electric cars, the TVs, the cell phones, the Big Brother surveillance, the cameras, recording everything you say, Google, Android. The fact that it's called an Android, that's a robot. The fact that it's called Apple, Eve ate the apple. Apple phones, Eve ate the apple. Android phones, AI program. The devil's an AI monster, right? So the AI was dropped down, and he's an AI. He's an AI machine. He's like, and so all your movies are telling you, take all the science fiction movies about the future. Let's say there's 20 of them. Put it all together. Go back to 1928, whenever they had the Metropolis movie. It's called Metropolis. Go all the way back to 1928, Metropolis. Fighting against it, the reason you can't fight against it is because, like I said, they're doing different experiments in different countries, different cities, different regions. The concept of smart cities, the concept of smart electricity, smart everything, the concept of 10-minute cities or 5-minute cities or whatever, it's all part of the experiment to see how to do it once the church is caught up. Because right now, they can't do it. I mean, every believer on the face of the earth, they'd have to kill them all. But we're spread out like all over the place. And the Holy Spirit is restraining, the Holy Spirit in the church is restraining, because this whole place is about birthing children of God, saints of God, sons of God. And so every trick that they're doing, if they tried to do it all at once, like Hitler, they would be knocked back. So they have to do it in piecemeal and slowly encroach into the world so that there's no kickback. But they do all these experiments, you know, whether it's the flying machines, the air machines, whether it's the buildings. building code, the plumbing code, the laws, everything that they're trying. I want to get this across. The devil knows he can't do it until the church is gone. So he has to experiment in different areas to see how it works. And he has to, in his mind, he knows how to do it, the devil. But the humans have to be taught how to rule the world with the 666 in the forehead and the hand. They have to be taught. Bill Gates and all of them, what do you think they're doing? Experimenting with mosquitoes, experimenting with vaccines, experimenting with everything under the sun. The implants in your brain, Elon Musk. So you get all these different players all over the world. The big corporations, what's the name of that corporation from China that was real big, recently got knocked down? The head of China knocked him down because he thought he was big and bad. He knocked him down. There's some kind of company that was really a top dog until China knocked him down. My point is, they have to do it in piecemeal and get all the pieces ready, but they're not connected, so you can't connect the data points. But if you know your Bible and you have spiritual discernment, you can see how all this stuff ties together. The smart meters on your house, smart cars, smart cities, 15-minute cities, the vaccines, the nanobots in your body, the Wi-Fi, the 5G, all this stuff is tied together with a big program where they want to control the whole world and use social media, and you don't have to work. The way you get advanced, let's say you want to go on vacation. Well, what's your social media? So your social media is excellent. You haven't mentioned Jesus saves, so they're going to give you extra $1,000 so you can go on vacation. But if your social media is bad, you just get your basic income. Because the money's fake anyway. They can print it and destroy it and change the inflation at will, you know, and change the interest. All this stuff about changing interest rates and all that, they're experimenting with monopoly money to see how to control the masses. And those people who are high up in the governments, any government, they've already sold their soul to the devil. And so it's all a big program, setting up the mark of the beast so they can put you in these little 15-minute cities so you're a slave and you don't even know you're a slave. That's the whole game, is to turn you into a slave and you don't even know you're a slave. And the ultimate goal is to shut down the gospel. They experimented with censorship and getting rid of your free speech, right? And that kind of backfired on them because people started their own websites and all that. People started leaving leaving the other websites and going to. And you know what's funny is, you know, Zuckerberg, now everybody's giving him a hard time, but if you go to Instagram, there's people talking about every conspiracy under the sun on Instagram. He hasn't shut them down. So maybe the guy repented. Maybe he seriously got some, maybe he repented. Maybe he's playing a game. Who knows? But there is hardly any censorship on Instagram now. People are talking about everything. But who was the CEO recently of Google? She just died, you know? And I've got a feeling now that they're seeing how it backfired, and other people started other social media, and it grew. You know, Trump has his social media. I haven't ever looked at it or signed up. I think you have to be invited or something. But everything that Wally Coyote does, aka the devil, it backfires because the church is still here. Until he who letteth let be taken out of the way, that wicked one cannot be revealed. Who's that? That's the Holy Spirit doing his work down here, winning souls. And so that tells you that the 666 system that they're trying to implement in piecemeal, but all of a sudden it'll be put on the whole world, that tells you that they can't do it right now. And every time they've tried, they get knocked back. And all their games, they don't care if they failed with any kind of experimental vaccine or anything. They don't care if they failed. That's the whole purpose of it, to experiment what will work, what people will believe, what people will accept, what people will submit to. Everybody, that tells you, if 60% of the population believe their lies, or 70%, that tells you how many people are living in fear. Living in fear. Might have been 80%. What you got to do is be prepared, if they do something like that again, is to see, a lot of people in the medical field who were saved, they got fired. Because they know the truth. They got laid off, got fired, or whatever. You got to be willing to do any kind of work to survive these attacks. They're just experimenting with people. It's all experiment. From the devil's perspective, it's all an experiment. And from his minions, it's an experiment. That's why Bill Gates is just laughing when he's talking to him. He's smirking the whole time. I mean, body language doesn't lie. Bill Gates is smirking. Every time he's telling you he's helping humanity, he's laughing and smirking because he hates humanity. And so Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. And so you see it playing out. You're actually living what the Bible says is going to happen. But you can see, if you really use your spiritual unction of the Holy Spirit, you can see all the data points tying together. They want to control everybody. They want to control your power, your water, your TV, your media, your thoughts, your reactions, your health, they want to control it all. But they don't care about you. If they cared, they would listen. So if they don't care about you, but they want to control it all, they want to use and abuse. No different than a narcissist. They want to get in and get you to believe the fake reality that they created, you know. It's obvious what's going on. It's obvious.